made some investigation in December, and it was related to the period of from September to December 2018. And as you said, we documented a number of women and girls who were raped and other who were victims of other form of violence. And I have to say that there is a number of victims that were girls, basically between the ages of 8 and 17. So it's a very worrying situation that we have been able to monitor, and we have put in the report a number of findings and recommendations, because there is really need to take action again to stop the violence of women and girls.
Yes, and the United Nations Commissioner calls for action, actually for government to take adequate measures, including those laid out in the peace agreement, to protect women and girls. Does the mission intend to follow up on actions to be taken by the government?
Of course, that's exactly what we are really doing on a regular basis. And the government has already taken a number of measures. And it's good that the government has put in place a commission to investigate on what has happened in Northern Unity. And I believe that the report will be ready, we will see what is the findings of the report of the government. And it is also important to make sure that on a regular basis, the relevant authorities who have to investigate such kind of violation are taking their responsibility and doing their job, so that people who are involved in such atrocities are going to be held accountable. So that's really, I think, the most important thing that we will follow up on. But I'm sure that the government has already indicated that this is their policy, and they want also to make sure that the perpetrators are going to be held accountable. But of course, it's important to take also concrete actions to support the survivors because of their situation.
Yes, there was a committee that was sent there by the government before to look at this situation in Northern Leech, and when they came back, the committee reported there were no actually cases that they've witnessed. They've not found this report to be true. Isn't this contradicting with what the committee first came out with?
Of course, we. I don't know exactly what was the methodology, but we have to consider that what we are saying is really based on issues and incidents that we have really monitored. It's also related to a number of victims that we were able to interview. So I think that the rape cases happened in Southern Unity. There is no doubt about it. And I know that this is something that even the authorities themselves used to say in various forums, where they mentioned that rape is really something that needs to be addressed in the context of South Sudan. That's why there is even an action plan that we are working on with the government to make sure that the issue of conflict-related sexual violence is tackled at a different level. So I think we may disagree on the number of victims, maybe, but the reality is there, and it is something that we need to acknowledge, so that at least we can then take action to make sure that the issue is addressed.
And what is the help being given to these particular victims right now?
When a victim of rape needs some support, there is a number of service providers that are available in many locations in this country who can assist. And of course, they can also go to the usual hospital and clinics, so that they are taking care of the victims. But in addition to the medical answer to the issue, there is also a need for psychosocial assistance, which is, of course, a process. And this is where I think we have to make sure that the survivor can get access to those facilities, so that they are going to really find a solution to the trauma that they have suffered.
And this is a report about Unity instead. Are there other reports expected to be out anytime soon concerning issues of violations in other parts of the country?
Not soon, but our mandate is really to monitor, investigate and report on human rights violations. It is good that we have seen a decrease in terms of human rights violation, except this issue in Northern Unity, following the signing of the peace agreement. So it is important that we all together try to make sure that, especially the parties to the conflict, to make sure that the peace agreement, the revitalized peace agreement, is going to be respected. Because at the end of the day, the main reason of most of the violations are somehow related to the conflict and to the war. But I think when we are talking about sexual violence, it is something that goes beyond the war. And for there is no reason can justify a rape of girls who are 10 years old and all of that. We cannot justify that. But of course, this peace agreement could be the implementation of the peace agreement in good faith by all the parties to the conflict. Will of course made a significant impact on the situation, and I'm sure that if all parties put this issue on the top of their priorities, they can work together and improve the situation in this regard.
Mr. Eugene, what will be your final remarks concerning this particular incident?
I think, unfortunately, it's not the only places where we still have some incidents of sexual violence. In Unity, we even send some messages, and we send out a report related to what happened in Southern Unity in April and May. And I think one of the reasons why it's also happening again is because most of the time, the alleged perpetrators are not held accountable. So accountability is something that has to be taken seriously into account to make sure that those who are taking the risk to rape girls or women should know that they will face justice. And this is probably a strong message that has to I would like to highlight at the end. But more importantly, I just want also to emphasize what I just said about the need for the parties to the conflict and those signatories to the peace agreement to make sure that this priority, make sure that we can stop the violence, the sexual violence, can be really a priority, and all the parties can work together to achieve this important objective.